Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, and these are the iOS tutorials. This is the introduction tutorial, so we're not actually going to be touching on the devices or any gestures, things like that. We are literally just going to talk about what devices we'll be working with and what you can kind of expect. So iOS is the operating system used on Apple devices, which sounds really posh, but the clue is in the name really, iOS. It's the I operating system, so you'll find it on devices such as iPhones, iPads, things like that. The gestures we're going to be talking about are pretty global. They haven't really changed since kind of iOS 7, the good old days of the single digit iOS. This was recorded using an iPhone SE 2020, which was purchased last year, using currently iOS 14.3. But again, the gestures haven't really changed. These aren't really gestures that are likely to go out of date anytime soon. So hopefully this tutorial will age nicely. There will be some very slight differences between iPads and iPhones for obvious reasons. iPads are a little bit bigger. There's a lot more screen space, which gives a little bit of a different layout and things like that. And certainly on different models of iPhone, obviously on the later models of the iPhone, you have the face recognition rather than the fingerprint, and the home button has obviously shifted to a different location, but that's fine. Again, it's nothing particularly critical. We're going to be working with voiceover gestures which are focused on the touchscreen, which all the devices have, and then any other information that we pick up, such as the order of my home screen, for example, purely personal to me. Yours might be a bit different, but nothing too much to worry about. You can customize that as you see fit. So for those who have listened to my tutorials before, you'll know that I like to keep them, you know, about 15 minutes, because for me at least, 15 minutes is a good length, you know. At 15 minutes, you start to lose interest. That 15 minute mark is a good place to stop, grab a snack, grab a cup of tea, take a break, let your brain absorb what you've observed so far, and then you can come back to it later on without having to pause the video, or, well, audio in this case, and lose your place. So this, obviously, as the introduction, is a little bit more shorter than the others, and just really a summary. So what are we going to be touching on? As I said earlier, we're going to be touching on the voiceover gestures. In the next tutorial, I will be talking about what voiceover is, how you find it, how you turn it on, and how you set up the accessibility keystroke. Well, it's not a keystroke, it's a button press. Accessibility shortcut, I believe it's called. And then in the following tutorials, we're going to start with basic screen navigation, so the basic gestures. Then we'll move on to the rotor, and we will take it from there and see how it goes. Hopefully you find these tutorials helpful, and I hope they help other blind people with navigating on iOS. Not, it has to be said, for the advanced user. These are probably not going to be of any use to the advanced user. But if you need a refresh on VoiceOver, or you've just come to the iDevices, then I really hope it helps. And as always, please do give feedback through the contact form of nathantech.net. And thank you very much for taking the time to listen. So see you in the next episode.